This episode comes from sunny South Beach, Miami, Florida. I flew in my entire executive team from Ideoli Group. We tackled business topics like strategy development, sales cultivation, customer service, personal development, and so much more. We also partied in between sessions with karaoke nights, big dinners, yoga retreats, push-up competitions, and so much more. We have a very diverse team here. Everyone came in from all over the United States, Argentina, Greece, and China. You will get to meet each of my executive team members in this episode as well. So enjoy this episode of Invigorate Your Business with George Strombolis, starting now from South Beach, Miami. My name is George Strombolis, and I'm extremely passionate about traveling the world, meeting new people, and learning about new businesses. Join me as I sit down with other entrepreneurs to learn about their journeys. This episode of Invigorate Your Business starts now. We're in South Beach, Miami.
We are.
Yes. And this is a special episode because basically the foundation of even this conversation, this podcast, is about the business, our business.
Yep.
We veer off, have other conversations, but this is our baby, right? Ideoli Group, what we're doing. So we're in Miami. It's the first time we came together as a team globally in 4 years.
4 years.
4 years.
Exactly.
To the month, right?
Yep.
To the month. So we're coming off a rough period of COVID. We're done with that. We're growing. We're in like explosive growth mode and we're adding members to the team. But this core has been here for years, right? And we decided to bring everyone together. And we have countries from China, Argentina, Greece, Canada, Bulgaria, USA, obviously.
Yeah.
Anywhere else? I think we covered.
Nope. Yeah.
Pakistan.
Yeah.
Right? Got to forget Pakistan. So we have a bunch of different cultures and people with different backgrounds, but all passionate about lighting, the design, and what we do. So in here in Miami, just talk to me from your standpoint. What does it mean to you as a co-founder, business owner of this company?
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible, honestly, because it's you get so focused on the day-to-day stuff. You get so focused on working remotely that you don't even realize sometimes how big the team is.
Right.
You see the team as like a name or a number on a sheet of paper. But then when you get everybody in the same room and you see the dynamics and more importantly, just realizing how amazing of a team we were able to put together, right? Like in all honesty, we are very lucky, right? Our core team is just solid. Everyone gets along. Everyone are good people at heart.
Absolutely.
And being physically together, working together, seeing the dynamics, it just like, it's so uplifting. That spirit is just, it feels good. Like it feels like you really have the good culture together and it's awesome.
And we're so lucky that first night, everybody flew in Sunday from everywhere, like as close as 2 hour flight here in Florida or New York, as far as like China, Argentina, Greece. And we all came here different times throughout the day. But at nighttime, we meet at a local Cuban restaurant. And at first, it's like, you know, catching up. And like 3 hours later, we're drinking, we're eating, we're singing fake happy birthdays, cutting cakes. And it was kind of weird because I felt like I was getting together with friends from college. And, you know, we're just interacting. But it's with your coworkers, right? Where it's not meant to be that fun. So it's just a cool thing. The purpose of our trip. So, some people I've been talking with trying to get advice, you know, CEOs in the space. It's like, hey, when you're doing a summit, you know, what are your goals? What are you trying to achieve? You know, and they asked me the question. I asked you the question. What are we trying to achieve out of this? And it's a few things, but I think the main message for us coming out of this was, you know, just learning more about our teammates and who we go to war with, because it's very easy to just lose that contact and it just becomes work. So that's the number one thing. And then just coming together and having a strategy for growth and explosion and not just survival mode, which we've been doing the last few years.
Absolutely.
What are your thoughts?
I mean, I think it was so successful, but it was, even from my standpoint, it was weird, right? Like you said, like going through the advice that we've got from other people that have run bigger teams and bigger corporations and such. I mean, our first day, we essentially did no work. it was all personal. Yep. It was, let's get to know each other. You know, we did personal presentations, telling people about our lives, the good, the bad, and just having that insight of like, wow, okay. I thought that was going to be strange. I really did, but it was so eye opening, right? It truly brings everybody closer together. It brings everybody to, you know, down to earth and realize, yeah, we're all going through the same shit in different ways. It doesn't matter what culture we're from. It was actually awesome. It was really exciting to do that. The bonding was phenomenal. And then the second day is when we talk about business. Yep. And because we made that personal connection the first day, I feel like the second day couldn't have been more productive. Just even more interactive. You know, one person's talking about marketing and we have our QC engineer from over in China commenting on the marketing. It's unbelievable how much interaction we had and how much, you know, just cooperation everyone was putting in on every aspect of the business.
Absolutely.
It was awesome.
Well, and we created a platform for even ourselves to like, let's break down barriers, because we all have barriers, right?
Totally.
By doing that whole personal exercise, which was, you know, just an incredible advice from someone that was like, this is what you do. You break down your barriers, you got to lead. And we had people on our team that we knew certain struggles, but debts, depression, anxiety, financial issues,
health issues,
and everything in between. And people feeling comfortable enough to really get deep into it.
Yeah.
The minute you knew that, you're like, oh, this person's a human. Mm-hmm. This person's going through something. I'm going through something. I'll share some of my stuff too. And we just created this platform. And that was the whole day yesterday. And then we took like a cool yacht ride and we took the team out in crappy Miami weather. Right? Yeah. But then the other side of it is we have our partners around the world that still haven't been to job sites that we've, you know, we're working on the projects. They haven't been there. Last night, we went to one of our national accounts, Putt Shack, and we have our partners coming in, like our employees, and they're able to see the space. We're able to drink and eat there and then play the mini putt and just really see how our lighting brings it to the... It was so cool seeing their reaction to the space, even though I still personally get excited when I see our spaces, right? It never gets tiring.
Right.
But now seeing, you know, the employee that just flew in from Argentina, like, oh my God, this is amazing. That was so rewarding seeing that last night.
Yeah. Well, and it's something everybody, regardless of what your responsibility is on the team, everybody's working towards that, right?
Totally.
Everybody's working towards having a successful project. So to be able to see it and be able to see it together and be able to talk about it and say, oh man, remember how we struggled on this aspect and remember how we weren't sure what to do and we had this issue, but we got through it. And it's so important to be able to just see how all your hard work just came to fruition in such an amazing way. It was great.
Yeah. And that was day one. Day two today was just breaking down our business by every department. Everyone was tasked before coming here, break down every department from operations to production, to marketing, to sales, to everything in between, and poke holes at it. Let's not pat each other on the back. This whole trip is to pat ourselves on the back. But how can we make it better? And a lot of the stuff were from the outside looking in. It's like, oh, this seems like they got their stuff together on this. We're still poking holes at that to make it better.
Yeah.
And everyone on our team is commenting, strategizing. We have action items.
And sharing their struggles,
yes.
Right? It's, and again, going back to yesterday, sharing the personal struggles, when you are talking and sharing deeply personal things with your team, it makes it so much easier to say, hey, I need help.
Absolutely.
from a professional standpoint.
Absolutely.
Right? We need to fix this process. It's not as efficient as it could be, whatever that is. It just, no one was biting their tongue. It was such a productive meeting. I honestly think it couldn't have gone better.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're slowly going to bring in our executive team. There's about 10, 12, a dozen people here. And we're going to have a few minute conversation as they come in and just talk about what a summit means. And this isn't for us to boast in any way that we're doing a summit. For us, it's about showcasing to our partners, to people out there, other people in similar small to medium enterprises on the benefits of it, why it's important to do that. And then the other side of it is we built an international business together. It's not easy. Reoccurring themes that come up are, you know, time zone issues, you know, challenges in communication, cultural barriers,
like the easy thing would have been like, let's create a regionalized local US-based company and just stay within this country, which is great. But our company, our partners took us international and we expanded. Yeah. And just how do we figure that? But, you know, the one thing I know coming out of this, like you and I have been at this for close to a decade, and it's like the partnership couldn't be better.
Yeah. Right?
We're so passionate about planning every element, you know, for this. And then in between, we're dealing with a fire drill about a production run and another fire drill. And, you know, just being able to have that yin and yang on like, hey, Chris, I'm doing this. Do you mind doing that? Yeah. Vice versa. Do you mind doing this? It just makes it so much easier. It's like one less thing to stress about.
Yeah. You know? Absolutely.
So that's it. So from Miami, this is us. We've got other activities planned for tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So you let me know who's coming in next.
Okay. Sounds good, brother.
Awesome, man.
We're rolling, so anything you say will be held. Yeah. Right there. How do we look?
I don't know. I can't see that far. You move my glasses.
We're good. So this is, introduce yourself.
Okay. My name is Janina. Wait, I look at you or?
Yeah, we talk. You look wherever you want, but it's our conversation.
But on a personal level or work level? Like, am I introducing myself as?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
My name is Janina Canzone, and I work for Idealy as a vice president of projects.
You make shit happen, right?
Yes, I do.
Across the board. So what we're doing today, we're talking about the summit, mm-hmm. right? And then we're talking with our executive team just to get a quick intro and then just talk about, we're an international company. What does it mean to you dealing in an international company and doing a summit? Like, what are some of the challenges in having such a team scattered across the world? Mm-hmm. Just talk to me from your standpoint, some of the issues you often see.
Well, some of the issues that we do deal with on a daily basis is we all come from different backgrounds, different cultures, but it's mainly the time zones. We were just talking about this in a meeting, having to find the time to finish projects on a certain deadline, waiting on someone else to respond to you, and then you realize, ah, crap. Yeah. You know, that slot that I had him available is now closed. Like, he's gone for the day. And we try to work around it, but it is a challenge.
It is a challenge, mm-hmm. yeah. And you, like, since we've been working together years, right, at previous companies, you know, how is it now? Because you're managing people, right, like mm-hmm. a large department, and what you do with client relationship. How is it managing across with different cultures? Because you're not just managing people that are based in the state of Florida. You have people in Argentina, in China, in Greece. Like, how is that? Like, how have you learned to manage that and do a good job?
Oh, well, being able to learn how to communicate with them, you know, you end up learning how they respond in certain ways. In the beginning, it's challenging because you don't know where they're coming from when they're responding. I don't know this one, actually, George.
Yeah, and it's okay.
I don't know how to word it the way it makes sense.
No, say, is this unfiltered?
Yeah, no, right? I get it.
Because you also have to deal with the culture.
Yeah, right. And that's what I'm trying to say. Like, we get confused with each other. You know what I'm saying? You get all confused. You think you understand what they're saying. Then all of a sudden you're like, wait, nope. That's not what he meant.
Yes.
You know?
Plus your background, not to speak for you, but you're a no bullshit type of person. Right. And that's why I love you. You're amazing at what you do, but it's that New York, let's get it done. Give me the answers. Like, right. So you have that, you just get things done. It doesn't matter. Like, deadlines will always be met. And sometimes maybe culture see that and they're like, whoa. Right. But mm-hmm. they've learned to accommodate and work with you on that. Right.
Yep.
They know, like,
yep.
this is what is expected.
Yep.
Makes us better.
Absolutely.
Right. So
yeah.
It's good. And then just a summit in general, like, what does it mean coming to a summit like this? Cause you have a family, right? Mm-hmm. And you're peeled away for 3 days. Like, that's not easy, but what are the benefits you see of having like a summit with such a global team?
Oh man, I look forward to this one. It's been a long time, but being able to get the face time with everybody, hanging out, letting loose, just being ourselves, joking around, and really getting to know each other on a personal level. When you go back to work and everyone's back in their offices, you kind of look at them a little differently now, you
totally.
Know? Like, you get where they're coming from.
Yes.
You know, I find that you find a little more respect for them and what they're doing and how hard they're working for you.
And the struggles they've had, right? Like,
yes.
We got personal with everything. Absolutely. And that was the purpose of this. Like, we're not trying to send a message. It was more like, let's all get together, have fun.
Yep.
So that's awesome. Appreciate you sitting down. Okay. Keep rocking. You're amazing.
Right.
And if we could get a beautiful smile in there so we could get the headshot. That's awesome. And you send in whoever you want.
All right.
Thank you. Let's unclick this one. You're amazing. All right. So next on the rock star list of partners, right, that we work with, Armando Vargas. We go back years, right? We've worked together. I've come to learn, like, first of all, on a personal level, you're just a good person, right? You just, you know, if you're Armando's friend, like, that's it. Friends for life, right? You have that person's back. Incredible. On a professional level, you're the epitome of just get shit done, right? Like, whatever it is at all costs. And it's, I love that mentality, right? Your background's immigrant family as well, right? You had to hustle and do everything. So on that level, just relate, you know, company level, explain who you are, what you do at Ideoli.
It's been a great time here. I feel like since I was little, it's been instilled in me to be loyal and help those who help me. So working with Ideoli and the people at Ideoli has been great. I feel like I'm working with family. It's not a job. It's more of a passion of mine. I want to help the company grow. And I feel like the same can be said about the management. They want to help see me grow. So just returning the favor, great chemistry. And I just feel like my job at Ideoli is mainly just to help the engineers, make sure that they're on track. The drawings are correct. Communication with the factory needs to be top priority. That way we don't make many mistakes and, we keep everybody on track.
Absolutely. I mean, head of product development, it's a big deal. We are a product company and we're not just manufacturing one market selling. Like, you got to deal with all the headaches that come with that. Right? The time zones, dealing with different subcontractor factories or component suppliers, internal team located around the world, you know, helping us expand into new markets, right? Looking at South America, Latin America, and just doing that. Like, you have that entrepreneurial mindset to just get it done. How has it been working here where it is such an international company? Like, what's some advice or challenges, you know, that you experience working in a company like this?
I think the biggest challenge I've ever had here was when I would travel to China, just the language barrier and the customs and how they live their life is just a little bit different than what we do over here. So mainly just getting adapted to that was probably the hardest. But I feel like after the first trip, it was natural to me.
You know, right.
I adapt quickly. When I need to, I'll become a product of my environment. So I'll just match.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I remember one of your trips you went over there, social network, you ended up having buddies that worked there, this, like, all within one trip. You just, like you said, you adapt and you get it done.
Yeah.
And, you know, even now, like, you're spotting issues, like, just being able to have that mindset. So we did this global summit, first time in 4 years because of COVID and global travel. What have you seen? Like, what's the benefit of even having this from your standpoint, bringing everyone together?
The biggest benefit I feel like is seeing the team members face to face, just listening to them and hearing how their day to day is going, and, you know, just realizing that they're not just robots or just coworkers, that they're also friends.
Yeah.
Who can also become family. You know, it's a great experience just seeing them in person and talking to them.
Yeah. And you are this person, but like the compassion, right? Hearing everybody talk about struggles they've been going through that they haven't shared, right? And just open forum yesterday was like, wow, man, like, you put a human aspect to them.
No, it definitely got to me. So it was an eye opener. You know, it's like, you just get so entangled with your problems that you don't think about others sometimes.
Absolutely.
So just hearing them is like, okay, we're all human.
Absolutely.
We all have feelings.
Anything else in closing, just, you know, related to where we're going as a company and what you see, you know, like, we are so international, but like, what do you see from that standpoint? Like, why should we be doing that?
I feel like, being international is just, helps us a lot because the team, this country is founded by immigrants. Like, I'm first generation of I was born in another country, and it's just something that you just want to give back to the international community. some people from Greece came over here, and you just see the passion when they talk about doing stuff in Greece. It just, it just feels different when you're doing something in your area or your country.
Absolutely. Dude, appreciate you.
Thank you so much,
George. Keep rocking, eh? Okay, so we are sitting here now, next up on the executive list, Matias Samaniego. I butcher that. I always butcher your name. It's a tough one.
Samaniego, it's all right.
Yeah, so talk to me.
Talk to you.
Talk to whoever. Yeah,
to the camera.
It's okay, to conversation you. To me. What makes you less nervous?
Anything.
Camera. So tell me.
I can better talk to you in front of the camera.
Yeah, this is easier.
Yeah, yeah.
So talk to me. You're from Buenos Aires, Argentina.
Yeah.
We've been working together for several years.
Yeah, 6 years now.
6 years now. You are a backbone when it comes to the production of our materials to the client to win the orders, right? So first of all, before we talk, tell me about living in Argentina and working for a company internationally. What are the pros and cons of that?
The pros and cons. The pros is that, we get to have these kind of experiences. That's for sure. In Argentina, it's very important to speak a lot of languages. The English is the best one. And to have the ability to learn English across all of these years, I have improved my ability in English, like,
absolutely
insanely. Also, in Argentina, it's having economic problems.
Of course.
All across the history of Argentina. But right now is the worse than ever. So it's too much people looking for jobs outside of the country because it's really, really difficult to go monthly with that economic. So I'm actually I know my good position there, you know? And the privilege there. Yeah. To have the ability to work from the US, or maybe many people trying to find jobs in Europe, but specifically US because of the time zones, you know?
It's a big deal.
Yeah.
It's a big deal. Yeah. And I personally love Argentina for many reasons, right? The culture, the European influence, the people, like everyone I meet from Argentina is just like very open, very passionate. Doesn't matter what they're doing. They're just passionate people, right? And you see that when it comes to designing or lighting products, you know, with you and the other Argentinians, it's your name that's associated with that, right? So it has this like great thing. Time zone's a big deal, right? We're international. We're able to tap into local talent, but time zone's a big deal. So specifically what we have everyone talk about is this summit that we're doing, right? The first time in 4 years, we're together here in Miami. What does it mean for you to be able to get here, see the same faces, new faces, and just get to break down barriers and communicate?
It's great because before the COVID, I personally experienced just one summit meeting that was in New York. That was a very important summit for me because it was my first time that I was seeing all faces. And you cannot compare the... you know that you're talking to someone, but you know their voice, you know their gesture, you know their kind, you know everything about that person that you're talking in the computer. So that makes everything better.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah,
and it's very important.
It's very important. And then coming here and hearing like personal things you've been going through, and I'm sharing what I've been going through and everyone else, like it's a beautiful thing. Like honestly, that's left a lasting impression. Like what's changed with you after spending this time with the core team here at Ideoli?
I think one of the most difficult things living in Argentina, working for an international company, is actually the communication. We have to have a tight communication.
Yep.
And this kind of things makes me, I think everyone else, improve that.
Yes.
It's very important. So what I'm leaving to Argentina with me, what I'm having is the ability to know that, I don't know, I just have 15 conversations with Mark head to head.
Yes.
And Mark knows that he can ask me everything that he needs anytime. And I know that I can do the same thing for him.
Absolutely.
So that 5, 10, 15 minutes talk is going to improve us a lot and save us a lot of time.
Absolutely. And now we just made it human because you guys have never met before.
Exactly.
Right. So we remove that. We have drinks together. We like that. That was the whole point.
Yeah.
I'm very excited. I'm very fortunate to be working with you, man. So appreciate you sitting down.
Thank you.
Okay. Everybody, Matthias, he's single, good looking guy. Anybody interested, make sure you comment below. That's going in there.
Oh my God. Okay.
Awesome, man. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right, let's go. Next up on this international team of Ideoli teammates that we have, Vito Bonsignore.
Vito Nicolás.
Vito Nicolás.
You guys don't know my second name.
Yeah, come on, man. Come on. We don't use it, but right. Bonsignore has got to be like my favorite last name to pronounce. It's like...
It means good person.
Actually. Good person.
Yeah, Bonsignore.
And that's what you are. Okay. You're a good guy.
That's you saying it. I'm not saying it.
No. I could speak to that. We actually, how you joined the team is an exciting story several years ago. So we're here in Miami. We're doing our summit now. Last time we got together was 4 years ago.
Yeah.
But before that, we had our summit. And the week before, we started doing some freelance work with you.
Yeah.
Right? And we do the freelance work. Amazing at what we saw. Great attitude. Right? And then it was like, hey, do you want to work with us full time? Sure. Okay.
Why not?
Yeah. Can you be in New York on Monday?
It was Thursday.
Yeah.
It was, I won't forget that day anytime soon.
Yeah.
I was working at my old office and suddenly I see like a phone call and a no number, but a really long number. I didn't know from where the number was.
Right.
So I pick up. I say, hey, Vito. I say, what? Who is this? And you started speaking to me with Chris, I think it was.
Yeah.
And at that time, I didn't get that much English. I couldn't understand you. So it was really hard to talk
right.
to you. And I remember you were saying, okay, on Monday, can you be in New York? It's Thursday.
Right.
So, and my boss was looking at me saying like, what is this guy doing speaking in English?
Right,
what
right.
is happening here? Because at the time I was working with you, I was working like on my free time. So nobody knows. Nobody knew that I was working with you.
Yeah.
Well, so I had to sit with my boss and say, okay, calm down. I have something to say to you. I had to go to New York on Monday. And he was saying like, what? Well, I've been working. I told the truth. I was working with you guys and he allowed me. So I made all the paperwork during the weekend and on Friday it was my birthday.
Yeah.
So I had that party. Then I took the plane, I ride to New York.
Yeah, you got on the plane drunk, came up, you were sharp at the office.
Yes.
And ever since then, it was like from day one, just a positive attitude, everything. Like we've been very fortunate and it's just been that constant communication. So
yes.
Here at the Global Summit, we explained to the listeners before on, you know, we wanted to make this personal first. Yesterday, we all shared stories and like tears were shed and you know, we made ourselves vulnerable as a team, break it down. And then from there, it's easy to say, okay, you know what? Maybe he's going through something or I'm going through something. It just makes it that much easier. Tell me, what does a summit like this mean coming together and getting to meet the global team on a consistent basis?
Yeah, I think it's really important because when you work every day with somebody, you have to think about the other person is going through things. Things are happening every day. Not only on a cultural way, the politics, the personal life, different countries, different cultures. And when you are not face to face with somebody, it's really hard to tell if somebody's having like a good time or a bad time. So doing these meetings at least a few times a year, you get in contact with those persons. You get to know much better the person you're working with. And that's much more important, not only for me or for you, it's like the health of the company itself, because we are all humans at the end. So it makes the company more human, I think.
Absolutely.
And it makes not only ourselves understand the other people, like the company itself becomes more like sensitive to everything. So I think it's very important to be face to face at least once a year.
Yes.
and to talk, to have fun, to go eat, to not only talk about job, to make like a real contact with.
Absolutely.
So I think it's really important to do this.
Yeah. And yesterday was an example. We broke down everyone's barrier.
Yeah.
And that only comes back stronger together, right?
Yes.
It's like you really humanize it.
Yeah.
So we're just doing quick conversations. Let me know from your standpoint, what are some cultural differences you see between Argentinians and Americans that you've had to change to be able to adapt to and work?
Well, I think the first barrier we have to manage is the language. Like, we are not used to speaking English in Argentina. So trying to be fluid, like to share ideas or to communicate with you guys, sometimes it's challenging.
Yep.
I think that's the first thing we should be able to face. Then if we are talking about culture, we have many things in common in culture. We can share the same jokes.
Yep.
We share the same humor, I think. And that's why, at least for me, it was kind of easy to integrate to the team, because every time I do a joke or a comment, like everybody laughs. So that makes things easier for me.
Yeah. You got one of the best sense of humor in the company.
I don't know. It's a sense of humor, but it's my way of being. I'm like this. And it will be hard if I say something and everybody stares at you and don't understand what you mean,
right,
or what you're trying to say. And those situations never happened to me here.
Yeah.
So that's something that I think that cultural thing is kind of global, because we are people from all around the world. So
universal. Absolutely.
Yeah. Like the music.
Like music, yes. Which my last question I want to ask you. So
I mean,
that was a good segue. This is good. Viro Nicolás Bonsignore. Tell me and the listeners in Argentina about your band, about your musical background. Like, it's pretty impressive.
Well, I play guitar. I start playing bass when I was a kid, but I never studied, and neither I studied guitar. I was a self-taught. It all started when my father bought me like a guitar when I was 14, 15 years old, and I really wanted to learn rock and roll music, because my father used to listen a lot of rock and roll, like Queen, Michael Jackson,
right,
everything from that. So what I did to learn, because I'm not a good student, so I always try not to go to school or go to any place that I have to study. So what I did is I start, and at the moment we didn't have like internet like now, so it was really hard to get tutorials or
sure
anything. So what I did is I went to papers, to magazines, and I was looking at the photos of the guitar players. Like, I was copying the fingers, looking at the photo, so okay, saying like that, and I learned playing like that
from
by
photos.
Ear and looking photos.
That's
and
incredible.
It was a slow process,
right,
but I think if you're really passionate about it, you're going to make it.
Well, from watching photos all the way to playing on major stages, like,
yes,
that's a big...
Yeah, I never imagined that will happen, because it was frustrating sometimes when you try to do a chord and you cannot do it and you want to throw the instrument by the window.
Sure.
You know? But I was consistent, and it was a real passion for me. So that's why I managed to get better. I start playing with small bands on small venues, and I got the chance 10 years ago to be part of a bigger band.
Yep.
In Argentina.
The name?
Los Heladeros del Tiempo.
That's going to be hard for the people to...
Well, not for Argentinians, but yeah, maybe for the other people. Yeah. Here.
Which translates into...
Oh, we talk about the ice cream sellers of times.
Yeah, the guy who sells ice cream, yes.
I don't know. What's the word?
And what's been the highlight in those 10 years of playing? What was one where you're like, hey, I'm really
good?
Well,
I'm really proud of one show we did. There's a really big band, an old band, actually, in Argentina, that is called Los Abuelos de la Nada.
Okay.
It's a really big band where big musicians came out from. And we were the first musicians to gather all them together again and make like a true tribute show on a really nice place in Buenos Aires called La Usina del Arte.
Okay.
And we have all these crazy musicians playing with us. I was playing guitar with the best guitar players in history of Argentina.
Yeah.
And we were sharing moments. We were playing their songs. They were telling us, okay, guys, you guys are amazing. You guys play amazing. And that's a really big thing for me. Like,
absolutely.
As I told you, I learned by myself and seeing myself 10 years after playing with these guys.
That's a big deal.
It was really big deal. And I think everything is thanks to my dad, who pushed me to play guitar, and he bought my guitar and he said, you should play this, you should learn, you should listen to this music.
Yes.
And I follow everything and I'm grateful for that.
And it paid off, right?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it helps with your creativity, man.
Yeah, every day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because if you focus on one thing only, I think your head gets stuck in
too much.
Yeah.
And for the listeners, Vito is the best hands down. Graphic render, creating environments, bringing things to life. It's on another level on what you're able to do and things that you don't know, your ability to want to learn. So thank you for being a part of the team, man. We value you.
Thank you for your words.
Big time, man. Thank you. So we have Perry Karen, who is the director of national accounts, head of sales at Ideoli, very smart guy, right? Big education, how do I explain? Your approach to it is just very methodical. It's soothing, right? It's not in your face, this is what you need. And then you're able to switch it into gear, you know, to close the sale. You're able to switch it into gear when things aren't going our way and you see the traces of like, no, we're not leaving that money on the table. We're doing this, we're doing that. Like, so we're very fortunate to have you, ideally, heading up the sales effort.
Fortunate to be here.
Appreciate it, man. So just give a quick highlight, like, who are you? What are you doing for us, you know?
Yeah, so it's fun. We're kind of reimagining the sales landscape from a manufacturing point of view, right? We're not necessarily redesigning the wheel, but we're taking something that's kind of outside the norm and saying, hey, this is a great way to do things because it's with everybody involved. It's not down the line, but rather let's get everybody together and talk and make this a process. You know, we're not selling a product. We're selling us a service to assist and make these beautiful things happen.
Absolutely.
And it's great to be a part of that and to work with people that also want to do that, both inside and outside of Ideoli.
Absolutely. So you've worked with large organizations in the country, right? American born, Philly, throw out, shout out Philadelphia right there. Lived in New York City. You understand this landscape. You understand our industry better than anyone. Fine. Working with Ideoli, smaller organization, right? Boutique in what we do, but international in scale from employees, right? From projects. How has that transition been from like when you first started and trying to figure out the pieces with virtual people, right?
Yeah.
And then physically being here at the summit and like, just talk to me like what you saw and then what you're seeing now.
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, one of the things that everybody talks about is how great it is to interact with you and Chris. That's one of the more common things we hear out there is, man, they're
kissing
great.
Ass right now, but that's why. Yeah.
But you know, so it's great to then see that extends from you, right? They always talk about a company is as good as its leadership, and to come here and see the awesome team that was put together across cultures, countries, time zones is a testament to you guys, but also the passion of the people that we bring in and how we work together. And it was awesome to come to this wondering, are any of those barriers going to be there? And that's what we have to start with. And it was a beautiful flow. Anybody who checks out our social media sees that we had a great time the other night together. And that was all organic hours after meeting each other, less than that for some of us.
That's such a good point.
And it's just so much fun to work with a team that knows how to enjoy themselves. And like you said, kick it into gear when we need to.
Absolutely.
And I think that was the last few days. Like we were like, oh, what else should we do for next year? And it's like, we need more time.
Yes.
Because it's not a chore to do this together. And it's beneficial for us and for everybody else because we remember together why we're doing this.
Yes.
And who we want to be and who we want to help out there. And it was awesome.
Yeah,
it
no, was awesome. It was. That was such a good opening night, you know, 15 people flying in from different parts of the world. And then just hours later, drinking and laughing. And it was like, I was telling Chris earlier, it's like met up with college buddies that we, you know, haven't seen in a while and just kind of getting together. So that was awesome. How, talk to me, just having a summit like this and then being able to refine our pitch to the end users here in the United States, does it help in any way?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So sales is connected to everything, right? We have to understand what's in our process, what we can do, what we can't do, and what we want to do, how we want to help. And so to be able to talk to everybody in our company and the roles that they have and what helps them thrive, helps me thrive, helps our customers thrive, because they can understand what we can do for them and all the different great things we can do. So to talk to everybody and see each step of the process really helps put the whole picture together. Totally. So we're not just, here's the sales department, here's the marketing department. It's, here's this department together. And hey, here's how we work with our designers, our engineers, our team, and the outside that way. And it's just been awesome to see.
Absolutely. And yesterday we broke down everyone's barrier, right? And for you to meet most of these people for the first time and to know personally what they've been going through the last, right? And sharing that, excuse me, that was magical, just seeing that. And then today was just, let's get to work and how are we going to make this better? But what I love was first setting the tone for everyone and the company is we all work for sales, right? It starts with sales and the pyramid has to support that effort.
Yeah.
And then getting feedback across all departments that were here today on how to help you and make it easier for you so we can go out there and do what we need to do. It's just nice seeing that the organization gets it.
Yeah. And it's awesome because from my point of view, I'm just here to talk and explain how great the team is, right? That all I'm doing is presenting the awesome people that are behind me that are able to do all of those things, right? I can say anything I want, but if it's not true, it doesn't matter, right? To be able to back them. So for them to think, oh, it's all about helping sales, when my idea is how does sales help us drive what we're doing, was really cool to see kind of both sides of that and to know that we're all on the same page that way. Cause I think we're kind of selfless in that sense, right? We're all working towards the same goal, not worrying about what each person's doing or how we fit. We know that we all have a role and we all fit together to do that. And it's fun to be part of that when, you know, it's not that common to have everybody in the organization, big or small, drive in the same direction.
Absolutely.
And it was cool to know that most of us were on the same page even before this.
Even before. Yeah. Bringing this together. And what I love is even today, there were certain aspects where we're combative, not in a negative way. It's like, well, I think this, I think that, okay, this kind of makes sense. Like we understand people's backgrounds, right? And they understand, you know, the financial constraints of running a business and what we need to do. But for me, I'm extremely proud. I'm leaving tomorrow from Miami just way more energized and motivated than before. And I hope that's the same with like the team, you know?
100%. That's what it seems. Even just talking to them afterwards, you can just see the smiles that are genuine. Cause I think we all saw, hey, we're all trying to do something together. Right. And like you said, you know, maybe not necessarily combative, but willing to ask those hard questions, knowing that it's everybody working together and all those different viewpoints from our experiences, cultures, to bring those things that we don't all have, right? We don't have all the same experiences.
Yep.
So you can find anything anywhere, any inspiration anywhere. So to get to talk to each other and think of ideas that are out of the box to one of us, but right in somebody else's wheelhouse really helps us develop an entire concept and not just segmented.
I mean, perfectly said right there. That's awesome. We have drinks to do tonight. We have our closing ceremonies is what we're going to call it.
Yes.
Thank you for sitting down and we're going to definitely be having you on more and more as we grow this bitch.
Yes. You know? It's a pleasure. It's awesome. Been a blast and it's the beginning, which is wild.
The beginning.
It's awesome.
Thank you, Perry.
Thank you.
Awesome, appreciate brother. So I'm sitting here with, I mean, he's known as Mr. Kostas in the company. Mr. Kostas, it's Kostas Varnavopoulos, background TV expert, right, in the TV industry in Greece, working for the largest network in Greece from the editing, from the production side, and just being an expert in that space, right? We met each other doing a separate project years ago, and then we just gravitated. We're like, good guy. You're so willing to help me with a project and guide me. And ever since we hit it off, and then we got the opportunity to work together here at Ideoli. And again, from friendship, from trust and where we were able to build it To fast forward to today, Costa is the managing director of our office in Athens, Greece, which we opened last July, so about a year and a half now.
Yeah.
And since then, it's been tremendous success in that market, hiring a team, managing the office, growing sales, business development, and then back to your roots of just developing media for our company. And no matter who you ask, they will always say like the media, the production side of what we produce at Ideoli from a marketing social side is bar none, like professional, right? So we're very fortunate. So talk to me a bit about your background, your experience of like working with Ideoli over the years.
Yeah, as you said, I started working for a Greek private television station, from 1991. Worked for a couple of TV stations. Initially as a sound engineer, then as a video editor. Last 15 years as a trailers producer. Actually, this was my first approach to the international audience, because I was producing content for a pay TV subscriber network that was
seen around the world, right?
All your work. Yeah.
Absolutely.
US, the US included.
The US included.
And this is how we first worked together.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So then fast forward now, you run the office in Greece, okay, for Ideoli. How has that transition been for you from going from production side to managing an office, growing it, a P&L, profit and loss sheet, just doing that? How has it been for you?
Yeah. In one word, exciting. Very exciting, because I went to a different area, and that's the most exciting part. And it's always exciting. I mean, every day is exciting, because I do things that I go outside my comfort zone every day. That's the exciting part. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. And stuff that you're not an expert in, we're quickly learning, right? And just quickly, the success we've had in Greece in a short 1 year. Winning the Mandarin Oriental and getting to do several of the lighting products at this 5-star resort, right? Winning another project that's in production now. We can't talk about the second most iconic hotel in Athens, right? Again, we'll announce that at some point. It's going to be big. That's you managing these relationships, the team doing tremendous work, working with Noble and Konstantin Tselebikos and being able to do the Noble project and just a bunch of other stuff internationally as well. So it's been exciting, the success of the office. We got a lot of stuff to do, but just talk to me to close this out. How has this summit been for you, knowing the team members over the years, meeting a couple new ones? What is coming together like this on a global summit mean for you?
Communication. I mean, when we write into applications, communicating with others through applications, there's always something missing, and the communication that we get the chance to have while being together at for a few days, I think it's vital for the company. It's vital for us. Another thing that's very important is that we get to see our products installed, because we always meet close to our installations.
Yes,
we get to see our installations, and that's also vital. To be able to see things that we worked on producing. We had 4 months, 4 years, sorry.
4 years, yeah.
We had 4 years. That was for the editing.
Yeah, don't worry. There's no editing on this. We're rolling everything. No, it's been 4 years as a company to get together. We've obviously seen each other very frequently. And next month you're coming back. You're going to be in New York. We have a big trade show. So yeah, it's incredible. Last question I have for you, for the listeners, culturally, what's one of the biggest differences in culture that you've struggled with between North American culture versus European Greek culture? Just something good or bad where it's like, oh, this is different and we're different and we have to figure it out.
The cultural differences exist. But at this time, I don't remember. I mean, it passed.
Yeah.
It has passed.
We adjust. I mean,
we adjust. I mean, the main difference, the main issue that we could face would be the written over oral expression.
Yes.
But
pretty much the biggest. Yeah. Yeah.
And we've learned each other. And I think throughout these years, we have learned the American or the Argentinian culture
and all those nuances. Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I think now we understand when somebody says something, it's cultural or it's could be lack of vocabulary.
Yes.
But I mean, I think we're sincere in our relationship.
Absolutely.
And
And we're stronger coming out of summits like this. We know about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Costa, thank you. I appreciate the partnership, brother.
I appreciate it too.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Well, let's rock and roll. Okay, so we're sitting here now with the second George in the company. And I say second, but Georgios Mavridis.
Exactly.
From Greece, from Thessaloniki, Greece, which is in northern part of Greece. Beautiful city. And George has been with Ideoli for several years, 6 years now, right?
Yeah.
Early on. So you were with us just right after the company started. And you've seen everything up and down and up again and the growing pains, you know, and the successes. So you've been part of that and we're very fortunate. So let the listeners know who you are. What do you do at Ideoli?
Okay. Well, I'm trained as an architect. I did a couple of years residential buildings as well as monuments and restorations of monuments. After that, I started working for Ideoli, where I started doing product design.
Yes.
So what I basically do is that I design the concept of a fixture or of a furniture, and I'm in communication with manufacturing, with the factories, with the project managers to make sure that everything is concentrated in our documents and that we create what the client really wants.
Absolutely. And yeah, absolutely. And George is instrumental to us winning business, right? So we design probably every month hundreds of different products. It's not a few. It's literally hundreds. We'll get a package today for a hotel and there may be 25 different products. Everything custom. So every product goes through George's hand or through the department, right? And setting up the concept, getting it quoted and doing all that. So it's a lot of work in what we do, right? And what you're able to do. And talk to me in 6 years from where you started to where you are, just that learning curve, right? It's tremendous from where you were. And now it's, you know, we depend on you so much to be able to do what you do.
Yeah, that's true. Because I had to reprogram the way I think as an engineer. I learned so much about the manufacturing processes as well as what are the needs and what the client actually wants for the final product. So whether it comes to finishes, construction details, specific materials for specific situations, it has been a long journey.
Yep.
And it never ends. I mean, every new product is custom, and which means that everything is built from scratch.
Yes.
And everything is like a school, let's say, for product design.
Absolutely. Like if you go to our website, there's maybe a few hundred products we just list to show, but our database is thousands and thousands of products that we've designed. So hats off to you, and you keep pushing yourself to learn more. Client-facing meetings, whether it's meeting with an ambassador or going to a client meeting as needed, you're tremendous. You're very detail-oriented, right? So we're very fortunate to have you on the team. I'm asking every one of our key executive team members, what has the summit been for you? Like coming here and seeing everybody after several years.
It was a great experience. It's great to meet in person, to collaborate and speak about all the details about our everyday jobs and tasks that we have to do, get some feedback, reprogram and make things even better and more to the point.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's a tiring flying from Greece to here for 3 days, right? Like,
yeah,
it's tiring. We're having a lot of fun drinking, eating, you know, and then when it's time to work, we're really like getting into the deep of everything.
Yeah.
So it's been exciting. Last question I have for you culturally, because we are such an international, business, from day one when you started with us several years ago to today, what have you changed about yourself to be able to communicate easier with all these different cultures?
Well, every country has its own way of communicating, its own culture, so you need to slightly adjust the way you... I mean, first of all, language is a barrier sometimes. You need to adjust the way you communicate all the information to your partners in order to achieve what's best. Time zones might be also a new thing for this type of collaboration. But above all, it's good that we get to know people from other cultures to design and work with them, because yeah, everybody has to give you something, to offer you something new that you use as a tool for all of the future jobs you do.
Absolutely.
So every day is it's like a school.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's going to school, yeah.
Yeah, and my final comment is, like, I love, we do these summits and then you see the different cultures, right? The Greeks show up and they bring Greek coffee for everybody and a briki where you cook it, and Argentinians come and it's, well, the messy jersey, which we'll use to clean our shoes. But you know what? But it's just, it's nice seeing that melting pot. And then you guys created these relationships that I love. Like, you guys want to hang out, you guys stay in contact, you guys have these bonds.
It's music, it's food, it's movies, it's...
It goes beyond work. It's like, yeah. So I want to thank you for just being a part of the team and helping us push forward.
Appreciate it.
Keep rocking, Georgie. Thank you.
Thank you.
So I'm sitting here with Abby, who I could describe as the person in our organization that gets everything done, whatever's needed, has a great attitude. When there's fire drills, the first one to get on a call, put out fires, happy to deal with angry clients, right? And then by the end of the conversation or soon thereafter, those angry clients are happy, solutions are provided.
Right.
And we're very fortunate to be partnered with you and working together, right? So, like, definitely appreciate that. So who is Abby, right? And what do you do at Ideoli?
I mean, a little bit of everything. Everything from, you know, managing and jumping in on projects, back-end operations, logistics, shipping, and then encompassing with the back-end operations. So releasing, you know, purchase orders, invoicing, dealing with coming up time for payment, dealing with government agencies, you know, making sure our taxes are good, dealing with any potential legal issues that may be involved. Again, that's more on the back end operation side, and then on the front facing, absolutely dealing with the clients, dealing with customers, dealing with the projects, whether a project is a single cylinder or $1 million decorative package.
Yep.
You know, every client is given that same love and that same attention.
Oh, absolutely.
And you know, if there's a problem, we're gonna fix it and get it done.
And your background, you have an experienced background, right?
Yes.
From marketing, from accounting, from all this.
Yep.
But coming to our organization, you didn't have that truly international.
Correct.
And I say that's just a statement.
Yeah.
But fast forward several years later.
Yeah.
You have become our in-house resident international freight expert, which is a science in its own, right?
Yep.
There's university degrees on this that people go and get, and you have navigated that. And to me, that has just been something where it's like, okay, like, this shipment is going to London, this one's going to Dubai, this one's going to Singapore.
Yep.
And it's not as easy as relying on your freight carrier and you're done.
Correct.
It is.
Correct.
The tariffs, the freight, the balancing, when it's going, the certification, the...
Yes.
Who needs to be paid and when, and it's its own science, right?
Yes.
So 100%. Talk to me specifically internationally from the day you started having a great skill set to where we are today. What have you learned about dealing internationally since being here?
Sure. So with dealing internationally, exactly like you said, each country, wherever you're going, there's a different set of regulations, right? So you're dealing with different rates for shipping. You could be dealing with potentially issues that may be going on in and around a specific area that are going to affect your travel.
Yep.
So those are things that you need to be aware of. There are different things involving certification. So if you are importing into Greece, you need to make sure that your CE certificate is on hand, ready to go. Has to be, you know, written and labeled in a certain way. And that's everything, you know, that you need to come into Greece, but you don't need to present your UL or ETL certificate to come into, you know, yep. the US. So, different, you know, regulations, tariffs, there's VAT involved. There are certain things that your organization needs to have as an American company, needs to have different legal and tax registrations within that country. So oh, yeah. when you're coming into the UK, your IORI number, your registration, all of that. So as we grow and expand, it's our freight brokers and our partners that help us and teach us. But to your point, they are not always the be-all end-all yep. because there have been times where we've caught them making mistakes or them even just being transparent and not knowing. And we've had to rely on other partners.
And timely mistakes where
oh boy.
Shipments yes. are waiting, installation Correct. Schedules are being pushed back, clients yep. yelling. It's a nightmare.
Yep.
Talk to me internationally from starting to today, working and learning how to work with people of different cultures,
yep.
backgrounds, because that's not easy.
Right.
Right. So right. how have you learned to adapt, adjust, improve to work with people around the world, if you have?
No, I mean, for the most part, and I say this, and I truly mean this, and I have said this to every freight broker, or freight partner that we've dealt with, it's about relationships and it's about partnerships, because rates are going to be rates, right? So it's understanding that. And it's also just that personal shift of if I need to answer someone at 9 o'clock at night because it's their 9 a.m. and you're dealing with that time zone difference yep. and that international difference, then you do what you need to do. Culturally, there's really not much when you're dealing with just pure freight, because it's just the pure business logistics right. of it, you know? So it really is about finding those good, reliable partners that are going to educate you, that are going to walk you through the process, and are going to be able to present you with different options.
Yep.
Because that's key. Knowing that if we're in a pinch, if something has to be expedited, what's the air option? What are the fast boat options?
Sure.
What are the different things that are available? And then just, you know, culturally, I don't think that there's much difference in dealing with like the freight partners we have in Greece,
or even internally. Let's talk internally, okay. like with internal yeah. employees. Talk to me culturally there, because that's okay. more day to day. You know.
Yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely. It's being mindful of how you communicate when everything is being when you're reading a written language, whether it's English or any language. There's no tone behind just reading a written word on a screen.
Yep.
So no matter what I do, my attitude is gratitude. So it's always please, it's always thank you, yep. it's always making sure that I communicate, you know, deadlines so everyone else can prioritize on their end. If something is urgent, if it's needed to be expedited, right. communicating that clearly. But just being mindful of taking your emotion out of what you're writing, right?
Yep.
But still expressing that. And it goes even more so when you're dealing with something that's challenging. So to not ever give off a tone of blame or pointing fingers or something like that, where something could be taken potentially out of context totally. When you don't mean it to be.
And it's hard, depending right. on what's your mindset, what's your right. mood for the day,
right?
Exactly. You know, and how are you reading it?
Exactly, right? Because so many things could be taken with, you know, I'm having a bad day, so I could be reading it
totally.
In that tone when it's not meant to be taken.
Yeah, and we're all guilty of that, right?
Oh, yeah, 100%,
absolutely,
100%.
So talk to me, the summit. Right. International summit here. Everyone came together.
Yeah.
What does it mean for you I don't know if I could put this on blast, but fear of flying. Right. So but coming here on your own too, like that's a hurdle on its own.
Yeah.
But being here, what does it mean for you just experiencing a summit like this, helping put it together, and how are we leaving the summit, going back to our homes? And
listen, this is everything, because for as much as the world talks about remote, face-to-face is always going to be the best way to connect, because internally we're all humans. Mm-hmm. We're all seeking that emotional connection with each other. It's always about family, right? It's always about relationships and being physically present with people, to be able to talk about things that maybe could have been taken out of context, to deal with them face to face, to have a couple drinks, and also get that knowledge and understanding of what is going on behind the scenes that you don't know about, that you could be more mindful of moving forward in the future when you're dealing with someone.
Yep.
And also just understanding that even though we're on in different countries, different continents, everything, it's one team.
Yeah.
It's one group, and we're all together. So things like the summit, coming together, talking about ourselves, talking about each other, and revealing, like, I hate flying.
So, and putting yourself out.
Absolutely. But until you're comfortable being vulnerable, you'll never change, and you'll never be able to grow as a person. And if you can't grow as a person, you can't grow in your company.
Absolutely. So yesterday, like, final comment for me is yesterday, we purposely, I wanted everyone to put themselves out there and be vulnerable. Yep. You set the tone by starting it, not getting into details. And then it was like the next person went even further and further. And by the end of it, it was like, okay, shit, we're all human. The lighting is secondary.
Correct.
Right. But we all have like a better bond now. And you set the tone. And I appreciate that, because that kind of changed the tone of the day. Right. And we're like, cool, we're doing this. Yeah. Right. And then today was like, build up, how are we going to get better, and then just tackle 2024 and onwards. But so thank you for that.
Sure. Thank you.
And I appreciate working with you. Work is fun. Talking hockey or banter or politics, it's like, it's good.
Yeah.
So I appreciate you.
Always. And just, you know, on a personal level, if you love who you work for and what you do, that's it. There's no greater blessing. And it makes you want to work harder as a person when you know that the people you work for and work with genuinely care about you, want you to succeed, want everyone around the table to succeed. So it's just being able to come together and just be people with one another and talk about our losses, talk about what people went through with COVID, the challenges of being a parent, the challenges of trying to be a parent, different things that people are coming together with. We're all just, here to help one another and just be more awesome people.
Yeah.
Be a better company.
I love it. Thank you. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
So, Mark Liu, who heads up our entire production operation overseas, first time in the United States with us on the company, but we've been working together for several years. We've been with you over in China, throughout Asia for several years, but this is the first time since COVID that we've been able to come together with the whole team internationally. And the more we work together and I hang out with you, like, I find a newer and newer appreciation for you and your level of detail and the team you're building over there with us, for us, together. So you're just amazing at what you do. And we produce incredible products. And it's all about the details, right? There's a lot of lighting suppliers out there, but the way we can manufacture to that level of detail is incredible. So congrats and thank you for that.
Thank you.
Talk to me. So, born and raised in China, right? How is it growing up there and working, internationally?
Actually, I like the culture, the U.S. culture. And I think the U.S. culture and the U.S. people, they are nice. And I like to speak English, and I want to talk with better people, right? So that's why I start from the beginning. I start to learn English and try to practice it, and then get to know more about the U.S. culture, and then step by step, it's today.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
and that's great to know. And the same with the Chinese culture. I love going over there, and just you see, it's all about relationships. It doesn't matter who we're working with, what component supplier It's let's connect over drinks, over food. The business we'll talk about it, but it's more, they're all about that connection, right? Yes, and yes. It's not transactional. And I love that, right? So it's amazing culturally. Talk to me, meeting all the team members this trip and the summit, like how important is having a summit like this for you and being able to interact with everybody? Like, what are your thoughts?
In the past, actually, I had a lot of conversations with the team members, but just even we do the video chat, better than typing, right?
Yeah.
But still, it's not direct like today, like this time, right? So we can really face-to-face have a conversation, and we can really look at each other, hug each other, and we really know each other, which type of person we are. That means, so for the, in the future, for example, we will keep typing on Asana, it still works. But when they type to me, in their mind, they know who I am. This can, Mark is not a bad guy, right? He's kind of direct.
Absolutely.
He's not a person who will want to do something bad on me.
Absolutely.
So that's human interaction, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Absolutely. And yesterday, everyone talked about their personal background or personal struggles. And the minute we did that as a team, you know, everybody has something going on in their life.
Yes.
Right. And yes. You're easily to say, you know what? Maybe Mark today is having a bad day. I get it. I'll back off. Or George is having a bad day. It creates a better dynamic for communication versus I just need this from you and that's it. So like I'm so excited with the last 2 days, right? And the social aspect. And the first night you landed from overseas and we're all drinking and having food, and it was just a blast, you know.
Wow.
It was so fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're amazing. Let me ask you last question in general. You know, any advice or any differences, like how hard has it been for you to understand American culture when you first started working with Americans being Chinese? Like, what are some things that you learned, like, oh, that's different? Maybe it's not good or bad, but oh, that's different. They operate differently. Is there anything that really stuck out to you that's really different culturally between China and the United States?
Nope. I want to make friends with good people. And that's it. In China, there are good people. In the US, there are good people. And in our team, we are all good people. And that's why I just, it's easy for me to get inside the team to get along with each other.
Absolutely. That's exactly it. You just made it so simple across everything.
Yeah.
That's it. Just good people.
Yeah.
Let's have fun. Let's make some money.
Yeah.
And produce good product.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Last thing I want to say is Mark is the fittest, most athletic guy in our company. Fitness is a big thing for you. Right. So, you know, waking up, running, gym, 4 kids, like busy lifestyle. What's your motivation in your 40s to be so fit? Like, what keeps you motivated?
Responsibility. So I have my family, I have my parents, they are 70 years old already, and 4 kids, the youngest is 2.5 years old, and my wife is taking care of my babies, which means I have to work hard, earn money to become the support of them. And then the team, you and Chris choose to trust me. And, you know, for the past 3 years, you guys cannot come to China. So everything, the supply is on my shoulder. And you guys choose to trust me. And then I cannot fail you guys.
Right.
And that's the motivation.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I don't fail people. If you choose to trust me, then I will try my best until my death.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we see that. So to close this out, how many pushups do you have in you?
50 still.
Still 50?
Still 50.
Okay, we're going to go back there and do 50 push-ups. Let's
okay,
go.
Okay.
Let's go. Let's take this off.
Yep.
So to everybody, we're going to go, because you're my motivation now to be able to do more.
Yeah. Let me take a try.
Let's go. So yeah, you could just leave it on the floor. That's okay. So we're going to have a push-up, not even a competition. Let's get to 50. Ready? So let's go. They can see us right here. So you're going to go this way.
Okay.
And I'm going to go this way.
Mm-hmm.
Come in a little. There we go. You ready?
50, let's go. Come on. 7, 8, come on. That's one.
You're amazing. Let's go. Thank you. That was awesome. We got that on camera too.
Okay.
That was good. We're done.
Okay.
Let's go party.
Let's go.
Oh, that was so good.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Invigorate Your Business with George Strombolis. Please hit the subscribe and like buttons and follow me on all the main podcast streaming channels. Also, please share your comments when you can. I appreciate your help in expanding this network to a worldwide audience. Until next time, stay invigorated.